Hey, party people, what's up? It's me. Just jumping in for a little impromptu, what is a session? I don't know what this is. Message sans musical intro. I have gotten a ton of messages asking me, when am I starting the pod back up? Originally, the intention was to start at the end of March. It is today, March 9th. But of course, life is lifing. I went to New Zealand. I had the most incredible time. Highly recommend. If you ever want to go and you're going to the North Island, hit me up for Rex. And then, I got off the plane and was so jet lagged. And, just a couple hours later, got a message that our landlord is selling our house. Which of course threw everything into turmoil. I have decided to move to Austin. So I'm leaving Arizona. I am moving to Austin. And obviously, moving, changing states while you are also working. It's a lot, y'all. It's a lot. So I am going to have to push my restart date out to June. When that'll give me enough time to kind of get settled in, figure out my shit, get my cat acclimated to a whole new space. So that's the update, and I wanted to just let people know. Also, I wanted to say, I know before I, tuned out for a while, I just kind of gave some thoughts about resilience and man. And so anyway, I just wanted to take a minute to give some thoughts about shame. I know I did a whole episode on shame. I'm not going to go way into shame, but I just wanted to share some thoughts. Because I never thought that I had like a real deep shame issue. And that's because when people talk about shame, the way that they talk about it is like guilt means I did something bad, right? Shame means I am bad. And so when I heard that, I am bad, I was like, oh, that's like for serial killers and rapists and people who refuse to like be wrong. Though that's bad, right? That's I am bad. And that's not me. But I, at my new therapist's behest, I got the book How to Heal the Shame That Binds You, which I've heard about before, but I just was like, oh, I don't have a shame issue. I don't need to read that. Lol. I started reading it and I haven't gotten all the way through. I haven't gotten to the part where they talk about how to fix this shit. I'm just in the part of kind of he sort of shows you how it comes to be and like what kind of family dynamics lend themselves to shame, which is, I don't know, for me it's really tender to read that because it brings up a lot of memories, it brings up a lot of pain, and it also brings up a lot of shame because what I'm realizing is my version of shame does not look like I am bad. It looks like there's something wrong with me. I don't think I'm a bad person, but I can easily, when I'm triggered, fall into there's something wrong with me. And especially when my emotions get really big, I fall into there's something wrong with me because it makes me feel unhealed. It makes me feel like it makes me feel like there's something gross with me. And I think part of that is because I grew up around such emotionally unavailable people. And when I had big emotions, I think it was gross to them. I think it was like, ew, get away from me. It wasn't like, oh, wow, you're really hurting. How can I show up for you? How can I help you? There was also like making fun of me when I would have really big emotions. So anyway, I just wanted to share that briefly because when I started reading this book, it really opened up a whole can of worms for me where I realized, fuck, man, shame is a much bigger deal for me than I realized. And I think it's something that I experience a lot. And so for me, it's also like there's this really cute add-on that gets tacked to the end of the there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me. And so I'll never have the love that I want. And it's especially triggered when I'm like it in relationships where I feel like I'm not getting the love that I want. So, yeah, painful shit. Working on it. I will say the last time that I felt this come up, I talked to myself in a really different way. Because it used to be like, yeah, there's something fucking wrong with you. You're always going to be alone. This is so fucked. You know how we do. But this last time when it came up, I was like, wow, this really hurts. And you're really great, but of course this hurts, and you get to have your big emotions about it. And also, and I don't know what this was. As I was like crying, I had this vision of an angel with big angel wings being the big spoon behind me and like putting the wings over me, which I'm not religious, as we know. So I don't know where that came from, but it was really comforting. It did feel really good. And yeah, I just talked to myself like I could just feel this. There was the me that was freaking out. Okay, so it used to be there was the me who would freak out, right, and be in the shame spiral sobbing. And then there would be a really critical me who would be like, "You're so fucked up. What are you doing? Get a fucking grip. Get it together." This time there was the spiraling me, and then there was this other voice me, this like mom, good mom me. Yeah, now that I think about it, that other voice was like my mom. Get it together, stop crying, stop your shit, right? That was like ways that my mom showed up a couple times when I, or more than a couple times when I was a teen. This was a new mom who I never had and am becoming for myself. And she was like, yeah, you get to cry. It makes sense that this hurts. It's not crazy. You're not crazy. We're going to take care of this. I'm here for you. Cry as much as you need. You are loved. And the love you're waiting for is waiting for you. It just felt good to have that voice in the back, sort of buzzing around while the rest of me was like, everything is fucked. So I wanted to share that in case it's helpful. And I highly recommend Healing the Shame That Binds You. Especially if your part of your part of the way that you talk to yourself is like, there's something really wrong with me. I'm fucked up. It's not the same thing in my mind as I'm a bad person. I don't think I'm a bad person. But there's this other piece to shame. I also will say there's something in the book where he talks about good shame, and I don't understand it. If anyone understands that, can you let me know? I was like, I think maybe he's talking about shame in the sense of like if someone says like you're shameless, like you'll just do something fucked up in front of people because you don't give a shit. I think he's talking about sh like this sense of responsibility to not be an asshole. But it just seems like weird wording to say good shame. I didn't really vibe with that. Anyway, okay. I have to pack my life. So I'm gonna go do that. I hope everyone's doing great. I hope everyone goes to New Zealand. And or just does whatever makes them. I can't tell you guys how joyful I was. And God, I love to travel. Oh man, I was talking to someone the other day. He's in his 70s. And I was like, talking about going to New Zealand. And he was like, oh, I've never left the US. He's never even been to Mexico. And I was like, what the shit are you talking about? And he was like, oh, I just never really saw a reason to leave. Don't get that. Don't understand it. But that's just to say that, like, not everyone's cup of tea is international travel. But oh, this is what I was gonna say. He was like, well, I've never had a partner to travel with. He's been single his whole life. And I was like, get fucked. That idea that you have to have a partner to travel. Oh my God. I love traveling alone. Oh my God. You can cry in the car whenever you want, not feel weird. You also don't have to deal with, like, if, like, man, when people get moody or pissed off or whatever, it's such a bummer. Or they say something mean to you on your fucking cool trip that you planned. I also have had, like, there are people in my life who I love to travel with, who I just know, like, okay, this is a really good travel partner for me. But not everyone is. And traveling alone is fun. You meet people. You can, like, if you're like, quick detour, I want to see what this is. There's no one being like, we gotta go. You know what I mean? So, if you have a story in your mind of like, oh, I can't, because I know a lot of people do, like, oh, I can't travel because I don't have a partner. Get over it, dude. If you love to travel, fucking travel. Go do it. You know? Or whatever your passion is, whatever you're excited about, whatever gets you amped. You don't have to wait for someone to come along to give you permission to do it. I'm telling you. Live your life, honey. Okay. I'll get off my travel soapbox. Yeah, talk to you guys March, April, May, June. Yeah, 'cause it looks like I'm gonna move sometime in May. Yeah. Talk to you guys in June. Have a great couple more months. Pray that this move goes smoothly. And until next time, baby, enjoy the party. Bye.